So if we learn both parts, then we will know the entire song.
好，接下去是这样，我们中文先啊。
我 try in Chinese first.
你若从深处转向他，走到雪下，他必聆听你感慨，他与你。啊，就是很，就是很强，很有力量，是吧？
啊、this is the second part. Really, we sing it with strength.
它是往上跑的。
It's going, it's ascending higher.
有人介绍给你，这个耶稣是怎么一位主耶稣？
啊、someone introduced to you who this Jesus is.
他第三排进来，我们再来一起来。
Let's try it together.
One, two.
你若从深处转向他。重担卸下，他必聆听你的感叹，他与你同在。
再来一次，
我们等。
你若从深处转向他，重担卸下。
第三排一样啊 ，One, two.
If you turn to him from within.
你若真神
In the beginning, it's the same, actually, same music as in the beginning of verse 1.
Okay, 所以从不要四处寻求答案开始啊。
Softer to supplement.
We are switching to that. We
swung the second part. So let's do it this way. In the Chinese side, the females will read the first part and the males read the second part.
从头到尾看一次.
And then after that, we sing from beginning to end.
因为倒过来也是, 姊妹们现在上面一趴, 南界下面一趴.
English is saying sisters read the first part and then the brothers read the second part.
然后英文唱一次.
And then we'll sing the whole song again in English.
Okay. 先读,
Let's read first.
你若感觉孤单，日子难挨，耶稣，耶稣与你同在。你若觉人生黑暗，前路茫茫，耶稣，耶稣是你的光。你若众生主，他降临，重担卸下，他必定替你担待。他与你同在。要世主。 寻求答案，空等待。耶稣，耶稣，他是现在。你若从深处呼求他，他必赐福。当你魔方受磨练，请务必记住，无论此事有多少境况遭遇，耶稣，耶稣，耶稣是主。 Jesus is there.
但可能只能五分钟
先试一下。Very good, him, but I think we only have 5 minutes in.
其实比较少。
Him 39.
多乱一次可能基本会在场。
We'll run it once, and maybe after the meeting, we can sing a bit more.
Okay.
Those who know how to sing, maybe you can sing it once.
Something solid that you can't deny. Jesus Christ, you are so real to me. You have ended all my vanity. You fill the void deep in me. Oh, Jesus, you are my vanity.
Very good.
Very good. Let us have some prayers.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们向你感谢和敬拜。
Amen.
今天早晨你召集我们聚在这里，你就在我们中间。
Amen.
主啊，将你最美丽、你的爱、你的光、你的恩典、你的怜悯全数向我们显明，叫我们在你每一个人都被你遇见，我们都遇见你。主啊，祝福下面的时间，用你圣膏与膏我们的弟兄。让口里说出你的恩言进到每一个人心里里头，这句话都有回应，说主我们愿意得做这一个。奉献下面的时间祷告奉主耶稣的名。我们下面时间还是交给我们的好纪灵弟兄。
We'll give the remaining time to our brother Peter Cobb.
你听到那个翻译不太一样
啊。You will hear the translated names are a little different.
国语是好。
In Mandarin, the last name is 好。
广东话呢？
Kok.
是吧？Kok. 英文就是 Kok.
But in English, it's Kok, K-O-K.
好 Kok 弟兄 ，Kok 好弟兄。
So it's brother Kok Kok or Kok Kok. You know what I mean.
没事了，都是一个名字。
It's okay, it's just a name.
可能我爸爸来到香港的时候，香港的人不认识这个姓。
It's possible when my father went to Hong Kong, the native people in Hong Kong do not know this last name.
So they thought, 所以他们把所有有胡同编的就当做。国那个字一样音了。
So all the things that has the same image, they are always used as KO.
所以我年轻的时候，我的身份证啊是 HAO.
So when I was young, my ID card actually prints HAO.
我不知道，突然间我爸爸有一天说，我们去改姓吧。
And then my father one day told us, let's change our last name.
So now I become KOK.
所以现在就变成 KOK.
It's okay, don't worry.
没有关系的。
Okay, 昨天我说过，因为我从香港出生，香港长大，香港读书，香港做事。
I mentioned last night that I was born in Hong Kong, raised in Hong Kong, studied in Hong Kong, and worked in Hong Kong.
所以有个基本的特别。
So there is some basic characteristics.
我们就把英文啊、广东话跟普通话混在一起讲话。
We combined English, Mandarin, and Cantonese together.
所以有时候你突然间我会说一两句英文呢，又突然间会说广东话，请你们多多包涵。
Sometimes I might use a little bit of Cantonese, a little bit of English, and then Mandarin. So please bear with me.
今天早上这一堂是最难过的。
This morning is the hardest message.
不是 hardest message, hardest section.
Oh, it's the hardest section.
因为我有几十年的特会经验。
Countless years of conference experience.
第二天早上的聚会是最难来的。
The second morning is always the hardest meeting.
因为前天晚上通常都因为新的店铺新的床铺睡不好。
And usually because last night it was the new mattress, you couldn't sleep well.
今天早上很多人都五点多六点就走了。
This morning, a lot of people started walking about in 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning.
因为吃不好嘛。
Because they couldn't sleep well.
然后吃了一个很丰富的早餐。
They had a wonderful breakfast.
然后开始睡觉了。
And then now they started to fall asleep.
没所谓的啊。
It is okay.
所以我讲话的时候你们睡着了也不要紧。
Even when I'm speaking, you are sleeping, that's okay.
Okay, 我不会 bother you.
I won't bother you.
对对对，所以你们继续睡就可以了。
You can continue sleep.
但是经过今天呢，应该晚上会好一点。
And after this section, tonight will be better.
今天早上也很开心看到年轻人在一起。
This morning I'm very happy to see the young people here.
因为昨天晚上你没有听到这个信息。
Last night you did not hear the message.
所以我很快就温习一下，好不好
？So very quickly I will review it.
年长的也忘记了。
For those who are slightly elderly, you probably have forgotten.
So 也要温习一下。
So you also need to review a little bit.
昨天我们讲的这个今天的这一次这个营的题目。
Last night we talked about the subject of this conference.
是欢乐的人生。
Is joyful life.
那么我们就很每个人都希望有一个很开心的人生。
Everyone hopes for a very happy life.
人生很矛盾。
Our life is very contradictory.
我们很希望越来越开心。
We hope we will get happier as the days go.
但是我们回头来看呢。
But if we look back,
最开心的时候。
The happiest days of our life.
就是我们年最小的时候。
Is when we were the youngest.
无忧无虑的时候。
We have no worries, no troubles.
在座有没有人正在读书的？
Is there anyone who is still studying?
Can you put up your hands?
你可以举下手吗？
Okay. 你们是最幸运的。
You are the luckiest.
因为你们是最快乐的时候。
Because this is your time of most of your joy.
无论你们认为读书多闷。
Doesn't matter how you think how boring studying is.
你们这里有没有考试的？
Do you have exams here? Lots of them.
Lots of them, really? 无论你认为考试多累。
No matter how tiring you feel the exams are.
都一定不够我们出来做事之后那个累。
It will not be compared to the tiredness of working.
我的大女儿出来做事四年。
My oldest daughter, she has been working for 4 years.
她以前常常说我。
In the past, she always talk to me.
为什么你下班回到家坐在沙发就睡着了？
She always asks, you know, why is it after work you always fall asleep at the sofa?
但后来我见她做事了。
And then I saw she started to work.
她回来坐在沙发就睡着了。
She came back and she fell asleep at the sofa.
所以我就说你现在明白了。
And then I told her, now you understand.
读书怎么累？
How tiring studying is.
都不够出来做事那么累。
It is still not comparable to working.
我怎么累？
It doesn't matter how tiring I am.
都不够我母亲那么累。
I'm still not as tired as my mother.
虽然她现在不做事了。
Although she is not working anymore.
但是她总要打电话给不同的儿女们。
But she always have to call different children.
她的孙子们。
To her grandchildren.
好累啊。
Very tiring.
人生不是一个容易的人生。
Our life is not an easy life.
可不可以我们把四篇九十篇再回头看一看？
Perhaps we look at Psalm 90 again.
对于年轻的人，你们不习惯听我讲那么长的道。
For the young people, you are not used to a long message.
不过今天早上你们也忍耐一点。
But this morning, please bear with me.
其实我从想第三节开始吧。
I think maybe we start from verse 3.
他说：“你使人归于尘土。”世人说你们世人要归回。
He says you turn man to destruction and say return, O children of man.
第四五六节。
Verse 4, 5, and 6.
你读英文吧。
I'll read English. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers.
简单来讲，
Simply put,
人生是短暂的。
Our lifetime is short.
当我们小的时候，
When we were young,
很希望快点长大。
We wish to grow older.
对不对？
Right?
若是我能够十八，
If we were 18, if we're 18 years old,
若是我二十八，
or 28 years old,
我就好了。
Then it will be good.
我就可以自主了。
Then I can do everything I wanted.
我都不要每天听我母亲要说我带衣服上学。
I don't have to hear my mom's neck every day.
你们现在没有比较自由了。
Now you are freer.
在中国人社会里面。
In the Chinese culture.
妈妈最麻烦的。
What the mother is most troubled with.
就是当你看到太阳的时候，她叫你带伞。
When you see the sun, she wants you to bring the umbrella.
她说随时会下雨啊。
Because she tells you it can rain anytime.
所以很烦。
So it's very nagging.
但是很希望快点长大。
So you wish you can grow up faster.
但是你对长大的人讲。
But when you say that to those who are grown up.
回头一看。
And you look back.
日子过得真快。
Time flies.
我们常常希望我还是二十八。
We always wish we were still 28.
很可惜。
But very unfortunately,
今年我已经是58。
This year I'm 58 years old.
快就要八十八。
And very quickly will be 88.
主若愿意的话。
If of course the Lord wishes.
如果主不愿意的话。
If the Lord doesn't wish.
我不知道明天我还在不在。
I don't know if I'll be still here tomorrow.
人生真是短暂。
Our lifetime is very short.
昨天说过。
Yesterday we have mentioned.
在香港有个年轻姊妹。
In Hong Kong there was a young sister.
在她怀第二个孕的时候。
When she was with her second child.
发觉她是胰脏癌。
She found that she has pancreas cancer.
她很痛苦。
She was truly suffering.
所以刚刚只要把小孩子养到两公斤。
When the baby was about 2 kilograms.
医生就要把她生出来。
Then the doctor would deliver the baby.
然后就开始他的 chemo.
And then we'll start chemotherapy.
上个礼拜他就被主接去了。
And last week she was received by the Lord.
很年轻。
Very young.
很有为。
She was very capable.
想到这里。
When I was said
here. 我又想起另外一个弟兄。
I remember another brother.
1981年。
In 1981,
是我报名参加了台湾全年训练，全时间训练一年。
I registered for the Taiwan full-time training.
我们有两位弟兄。
We had two brothers.
是全年都在台湾。
We spent the whole year in Taiwan.
那么我们一直因为两个都是香港去的嘛。
Because both brothers were from Hong Kong.
所以我们常常都在一起。
So we were together very often.
我还记得他很好的一个弟兄。
I still remember he's an excellent brother.
在我生日的那天。
On my birthday.
他还请我去吃水饺。
He invited me to eat dumplings.
那我是北方人。
Because I'm from the northern side of China.
我可以一顿吃六十几个水饺。
In one meal, I can eat more than 60 dumplings.
所以他就请我去吃的。
So he invited me and he bought me dinner.
就成为一个很好的朋友。
Then we became really good friends.
又是很好的弟兄。
And we were good brothers.
就是好大卫跟约拿丹一样。
Just like David and Jonathan.
他们都是同生同死吧。
They will live together, they will die together.
那么回来香港的时候
，When we returned to Hong Kong，
当我们准备再有一年的学习全时间
，And then we prepared to learn and give ourselves one more year of full-time training。
他就开始有点微烧，微的发烧，微微的发烧。
And he had a little fever。
我们以为是感冒。
So we thought that he was just having a cold。
后来他连续三个礼拜都是发烧。
And then he had this fever for 3 weeks。
我就陪他去看医生。
I went to the doctor with him。
那么他看完医生，看医生之后
，And after the visit，
医生就问我
，The doctor asked me，
你是他什么人
？What's your relationship to him？
我说我是他的弟兄，又是他的朋友。
So I said I am his brother and his friend。
他听错了。
So he thought so he heard
me
wrong。
Misunderstood me。
He misunderstood me。
他以为我是他的兄弟。
He thought I'm his blood brother。
又是他的朋友。
And I'm also his friend。
那么他就请他先出去。
So he asked the brother out first.
就叫我留下来。
And asked me to stay.
就告诉我。
And he told me.
他是生了脑癌。
And then he said that he has brain cancer.
28岁。
28 years old.
刚刚考完会计师第一个炮。
He just finished his accounting designation.
我真是好像看电影一样。
For me, it's just like a movie.
就我作为一个好像一个亲人。
As a relative,
医生就把我当作他的亲人一样。
The doctor mistook me as his relative.
然后跟我说
，and told me
他只有六个月。
He only has 6 months remaining.
我那个时候从小的时候
，and at that time from my youth,
我就觉得人生是非常的短暂。
I felt that life is very short.
若是我们天天只是吃吃喝喝。
If every day our lives is just about eating and drinking,
突然有一天要人叫你写你人生的诗篇
if someone wants you to write the story of your life,
你就发觉可能是一片白纸
you might be surprised that it will be just a blank sheet of paper.
你会写什么呢？
What are you going to write?
我吃了很多东西。
I ate a lot of things.
我玩了很多东西。
I played to many things.
我睡了很多的觉。
I slept a lot.
我说了很多的谎。
I lied a lot.
等等等等。
So on and so forth.
是不是我们人生就是这样呢？
Is this just our life?
好，第七、第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
English.
English. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret things in the light of your countenance.
人生不但是短暂的。
Our life is not only short,
人生还在神的正路之下。
But our life is under God's wrath.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们有罪业。
Because we have our iniquities.
并且不只有有罪业。
Not only iniquities.
人家见到你的就叫罪业。
All the things that people can see, they are called iniquities.
看不见的呢？
The invisibles.
就叫 secret sins.
Are called the secret sins.
隐恶。
It's called secret sins.
隐藏的恶念。
Are hidden sins.
人在神面前。
When men are before God.
会在神的真路之下。
We are under God's wrath.
因为人是在罪的里面。
Because men are under sins.
因着罪。
Because of iniquities and sins.
人不能站立在神的面前。
Men cannot stand before God.
并且因为这个缘故。
And for this reason,
死后才有审判。
After death, there is judgment.
所以人生不开心。
Therefore, our life is not happy.
It's not joyful. 对，对不起，我们这个会有时候会加进去，
没关系。没关系，
你也可以改我的。所以人生是短暂。
So our life is short.
人生也在罪恶里面。
And life is also full of sin.
第九、第十节。
Verse 9 and 10. English?
Yes, please.
English. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow.For it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
人生不是短暂。
Our life is not only short.
不只是在罪中。
Not only in iniquities.
无论你做得哪么成功。
Doesn't matter how successful you are.
只不过是劳苦愁烦。
It's only sorrows and labors.
转眼成功。
And soon it will be cut off.
并且我们会于飞而去。
And we fly away.
昨天我忘记讲。
Last time I forgot.
我们度尽的年岁。
Here it says, for our lives, the days of our lives.
好像一声叹息。
Just like a sigh.
在我那个年代。
In my time.
让我小的那个年代。
Sorry, when I was young, in my youth.
我经常听到老人家。
I always hear the elderly people.
一早起来。
In the morning when they woke up,
我就听到我外婆。
I heard my grandmother. She was.
我以为只有年长的才喊。
So I thought that only the elderly was sigh.
到我这个年代，现在这个年代。
In my current age,
我有一次见到一个五岁的小孩子。
I once saw a five-year-old child.
我说为什么 why 为什么叹息？
So I asked, well, why are you sighing?
他说我今天都不知道怎么过。
And he said, I don't know how am I going to pass my day today.
原来现在已经不只是年长的会 sigh.
Now it's not only the elderly will sigh.
连年轻的。
Even the young.
也会 sigh.
They will also sigh.
以前我们很喜欢过暑假。
In the past, we really enjoy summer vacation.
期望生暑假来。
We are expecting summer vacation.
第一个礼拜很精彩。
The very first week is very wonderful.
过了几个礼拜之后。
After a few weeks.
几时上学啊？
We are waiting to go back to school.
为什么？
Why?
很闷啊。
It's very boring.
其实人生过去。
Actually, in our whole lifetime.
若是没有意义的人生。
If our life is without meaning,
最后可能只是一声叹息。
At the very end, it could be just a sigh.
所以摩西啊。
So Moses,
他不停在这里。
He didn't stop here.
为了时间关系啊，我就会要告诉大家，他有一个祈祷。
Because of time, Moses had a prayer.
因为中英的缘故，我们先看第十二节。
Because of Chinese and English, let's look at verse 12 first.
Sure.
English.
Yes.
So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
因为他对人生有认识。
Because Moses has the realization of life.
他就有第一个祷告。
He has the first prayer.
第一个祷告是求你指教。
First is So teach us.
我希望年轻的人你们都英文的记住这一句。
I hope the young people remember this verse.
有第一个祷告。
The first prayer.
第一个祷告就是 teach us.
The first prayer is to teach us.
Teach us.
Teach us.
教导我们。
To teach us.
教导什么呢？
What do we want to be taught?
数算怎么样数算自己的日子。
To number our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
最有智慧的人。
The wisest person.
是懂得自己数算自己日子的人。
Is the person who knows how to number his days.
如果你过的日子。
If in the days that you live.
跟永恒是有关系的。
Is related to eternity.
你就是全世界最有智慧的人。
Then you are the wisest person in the world.
若不是这样，你所做的都是短暂的。
If not, everything you have done is short.
只不过好像早上的草一样出现了，晚上就会枯。
Just like the grass in the morning and night, it will wither.
枯干是吧？
It will wither.
所以你的人生又是跟永远有关系。
If your life is related to eternity,
就太好了。
Then it's wonderful.
今天我做今天早上很新鲜的这个一个短信。
This morning, I received a text message.
没事，我关掉电话了，我记得的。
I turned off my phone, but I remember the content of the text message.
因为我在来到温哥华的时候，我太太的工作有一个公司里面有很大的变化。
So when I came to Vancouver in my wife's company, there were some changes.
一个很大的变化。
There's a big change in the company.
这些公司都很无聊的。
Actually, these companies are quite bored.
有时候就分开，有时候就是扩张。
Sometimes they would expand.
有时候又 merge.
And sometimes they want to merge.
Merge 完了之后又分开。
And then after a while, the first company will expand, and then they will merge.
突然间，我太太跟我说。
All of a sudden, my wife told me.
前天把她，她老板叫她进去见她。
Two days ago, her manager asked her to see her.
就告诉她现在。Merge 了
and then the manager told her, now it's a merge, we merged.
Okay, 把中国大陆的发展
Then they take all the development in China.
跟香港的发展
And the development in Hong Kong.
本来是两个地方公司
They were originally two companies, two entities.
现在就合为一个
Now they combine into one entity, one company.
你知道一 combine, 一 merge.
You know, whenever there is combination, amalgamation.
你好像很熟悉一样。
Yeah, seems like you know about it.
就自然会有职位的调整啊。
Then naturally there will be changes in position and headcounts.
那么我太太本来在一个很好的位置上。
And my wife was in a very good position originally.
但是呢，她老板就跟她说，现在不行了啊，合并了。别人要坐你的位置，你就要转到一个位置了。你从来没有做过这件事情。不过现在要你去做，并且要你去别的城市，有时候要去别的城市去开会。
So then the manager told her that now that we merged, then you are not you no longer have that position. You go to a different position you have never done before, and you also have to travel to other cities.
第一次他在一个公司里边27年了。
He has been in the company for 27 years.
第一次有这样的变动。
This is the very first time she experienced this change.
从她熟悉的一个工作。
From a very familiar position.
要转到一个她从来没有经验的工作。
To another position she has never had experience.
但是我听她讲的时候呢。
But when I heard her telling me.
她好平静。
She was very peaceful.
好像我比她更紧张。
Seems like I was more nervous than she is.
我靠她养我嘛。
Because I depend on her.
I'm just joking.
我只是开玩笑的。
那么我就跟他说，哎呀，怎么样啦？好不好啊？问谁是你的老板啊？要做什么事啊？要飞多少？就问很多问题。
So I asked many questions. Is the manager good? You know, what position is it? What are you going to do? You know, I asked many questions.
他说，现在没有时间了，我要去聚会。
And she just told me, I don't have time now. I'm going to the meeting.
所以昨天晚上呢，今天早上呢。今天早上就是他们昨天的晚上了。
So this morning is their last night.
我就打个短信。
So I sent her a text message.
我就没有问他，我就问他的大女儿。
I didn't answer. I asked the oldest daughter.
她的大女儿就是我的大女儿了。
Her oldest daughter is my oldest daughter, of course.
我就问她了，哎呀。
So I asked her.
你有没有跟妈妈谈啊？
Did you talk to mom?
她要改变工作啦。
She's going to change to a different job.
你知道我女儿怎么说吗？
Do you know what my daughter said?
她写了一段话。
She wrote a passage.
她说，若是她心里平安。
She said that if she is peaceful in her heart,
也有神的话,
with God's word,
我就觉得这个是出于神的,
then I feel that this is from God.
我们没有理由说任何的意见,
we have no reason to give our opinions.
我们也相信神是最好的时间做最好的事。
We believe that God is doing the best thing in the best time.
我就回他一句,
and then I just reply her this.
刮目相看，刮刮刮，是刮目相看。
对，
中国人是说
刮目相看，
刮目相看。
英
文就没有了。
Yeah. There is no English, but basically is I am astounded.
Yes, 我说属灵人参透万事。
Spiritual man sees all things.
然后我就回他一句。
So and then I reply her.
我说你提醒了我。
You reminded me.
这个是明天早上我要讲的信息。
This is what I'm going to share tomorrow morning.
用神量给我的地界。
Use the boundary that God measures to me.
坐落在佳美之处。
To dwell in a beautiful land.
然后他回我一句。
And then she replied.
同一篇诗篇。
In the same psalm.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，求你保佑我。
God bless me.
哇，我说这个交通时代这样的短信实在太美好。
So I thought that this kind of text message is really wonderful.
就是我们每一天的日子啊。
This is our everyday.
就可以跟永恒挂钩啊。
It will be related to eternity.
这是最好的 family talk.
This is the best family talk.
这个也不是常有的，我告诉你。
This also doesn't happen very often.
不要以为我天天都是圣经来来往往啊。
Don't think that every day we use the Bible verses to communicate.
也不是那么属灵的。
We are not that spiritual.
他第一个祷告。
His
first prayer.
Psalm 90.
摩西第一个祷告。
Moses' first prayer.
是教我们怎么样数算自己的日子。
So teach us to number our days.
第二个祷告十三节。
Second prayer, verse 13.
特别是英文。
Especially in English. Let's read it together. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servant.
在仆人，求你怜悯你的仆人。
Have mercy, have compassion on your servant.
就是 have 怜悯 mercy.
To have mercy on your servant.
所以第二个祷告。
The second prayer.
Have mercy on us.
是给我们有怜悯。
第三个祷告。
The third prayer.
十四节。
Verse 14.
Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy.
That we
may rejoice and regret all things.第三个，对不起，对不起，我站在你的位置。
That's okay.
Okay. 第三个祷告。
The third prayer.
就是要我主啊，饱饱早早饱得你的慈爱。
Satisfy us early with your mercy.
第一个祷告叫 teach us， 指导指教我们。
First prayer is to teach us.
第二个祷告就叫 have mercy on us.
Second prayer is 怜悯我们。
对对，第三个祷告。
And the third prayer.
就是。Satisfy us.
就是满饱足我们。
第四个祷告。
The fourth prayer.
十五节。
Verse 15. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
第四个祷告就是叫我们喜乐。
The fourth prayer is make us glad.
好吧，我们请英文的把这四祷告的四方面讲一次，可不可以？
How about we ask those who speak English to mention these four aspects of prayer? Teach us.
第一是 the first one.
First one.
第二
Second. Have mercy.
很快就忘记，连年轻人那么快忘记。
You forgotten so quickly.
所以要再讲一遍，你们知道了没有？记得了没有
？So we need to say it again.
第一是
Teach us.
指教我们。第二
Have mercy.
怜悯我们。第三
Serve.
叫我们早早保得你的慈爱。第四
Fourth,
就在我们
make us glad.
就在我们遇到受苦的日子
Here it says in the days that we have seen evil
甚至遭难的年岁
Even when the days have afflicted us
叫我们快乐
That we will be glad
好今天早上
This morning
我在另外一方面一个角度。
From a different angle.
讲到欢乐的人生。
I want to speak on joyful life.
是应该是一个很难读这个普通话，积足的人生。
The other way is a content life.
知足。
It's a very content life.
中国人有一句话。
Chinese there is this saying.
他说。知足者貧亦樂。
Basically is if you are content, you will be joyful.
不知足者富亦憂。
If you are not content, you will have days of sorrows and worries.
普通話有沒有這句話？知足者常樂，貧亦樂，貧窮還是快樂。不知足者富亦憂，就是富足还是会忧愁的。
So if you are not content, even when you are rich, you still have sorrows.
当然中国人也会说知足常乐。
And of course, there is this Chinese saying that if you are content, you will be happy, you'll be joyful.
但是人知足啊是不容易。
But for men to be satisfied, it's very difficult.
其实圣经里面也提到知足这一句。
Actually, the Bible also mentioned about being content.
提摩太前书第六章第六节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
还可以吧，我讲，这样讲还可以啊。
You still okay?
还没有人睡觉。
No one is really sleeping yet.
Okay, 若是睡觉，坐到前面来就好了。
If you are falling asleep, you may sit in the front seat.
Okay. 我们一起读这句话好不好？
Let's read this verse together. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain.
我们读一次中文。
Let's read that in Chinese. 然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了。English. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain.
中文很喜欢大力啊。
In Chinese, it says it's very...It's a great thing, beneficial.
过节的时候就是大吉大利嘛。
When we celebrate some festivals, we want to have great gains.
圣经告诉我们什么是大利呢？
The Bible tells us what is great gain.
是什么是最大的可以赚得的东西呢？
What is the greatest that you can make?
就是说 contentment, 是吧？知足。
Here it says contentment.
知难读这个普通话。
It's very hard to say in Mandarin.
要卷舌还是不要卷舌？
要卷舌。
知足。知足。
To be content.
但是圣经有个不同的看法。
But the Bible has a different view.
我们每一个人都认为知足很重要。
Every one of us feel being content is important.
但圣经提起知足这两个字。
But when the Bible mentioned contentment, this word,
前面还有一个字,
there's another word before it.
叫敬虔。
Here it says godliness.
是敬虔加上知足。
It says godliness with contentment.
换句话说，你有神。
In other words, if you have God,
你就有机会知足了。
You have the opportunity to be content.
若是你没有神，
if you have no God,
你就说拥有所有的东西，
even if you have everything,
你的心并不知足。
Your heart is not content.
以前在我们诗歌里面，
in the past, in our hymnal,
也有一首诗歌，
there is a hymn.
他说世界虽大，
it says, although the world is so great,
我心虽小，
my heart is so small.
大者难食，小者诛。
Even the world is so great, the great heart cannot satisfy my small heart. The great world cannot satisfy my small heart.
小小之心所需所要。
All the things that we need in a heart,
唯有基督能满足。
Only Christ can satisfy.
其实以前的诗歌都是非常好。
Actually, the classical hymnals are very good.
我是年轻人，很喜欢唱新的诗歌。
I know young people like to sing new hymns.
但是有时候我都要唱唱这些旧的诗歌。
But sometimes we have to learn to sing the old hymns.
感受一下什么叫深度。
to experience the depth of hymns.
不等于我说你们所唱的是浅哦。
I'm not saying that all your hymns are shallow.
但是有的诗歌它因为有历史下来。
But because some hymns have a history behind them,
实在有点味道。
They have a taste to it.
我再读一次啊。
I'll read it to you.
他说世界虽大，
The world is so great.
我心虽小，
My heart is small.
大者难使小者足。
Yes, the great world cannot satisfy our small heart.
小小之心所需所要。
All that our hearts needs and requires.
唯有基督能满足。
Only Christ satisfies.
在马太福音还有一句话。
In the Gospel of Matthew, there's another word.
16章29节。
In chapter 16, verse 29.
他说：“人若赚得全世界。”
Say if the man makes gains the whole world.
却赔上自己。
But loses his soul life.
有什么益处呢？
What is the benefit?
若是给你赚到全世界。
If you can make and gain the whole world.
你知道美国人啊。
You know, the Americans,
他们最重要的,
for them, the most important thing
就是 heroes,
is heroes.
无论是运动的英雄,
doesn't matter whether it's heroes in sports
或者在经济上的英雄,
or economic heroes.
当然我们都认识的 Bill Gates.
Of course, we also know Bill Gates.
Or Steve Jobs.
Or Steve Jobs,
or 谁谁谁谁谁
or a lot of other people,
都很羡慕他，基本上可以赚得全世界。
We admire them because they can make the whole world.
世界圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us,
要是赔上你的生命
，But if you lose your soul life,
又有什么益处呢
？What benefit is it to you?
有一个姓朱的人
，There was a person with last name Chu.
他很小的时候是在香港一个小的地方生长。
When he was very young, he was born and raised in a small place in Hong Kong.
谁知道香港的举举手好吧。
Anyone knows Hong Kong?
有没有听过这个地方叫 Sek Kit Mei?
If you heard of this place, I think it's called Si Jia Wei in Mandarin.
对。这个 is the stone, Gap Chi Chiu Mei.
It's basically the tail is cut. There's no English translation directly.
那个是一个很普通的居民区。
It actually is a very ordinary village area.
它就像很多平常的小孩子一样。
Just like any ordinary child.
到处跑。
He's just running around everywhere.
就好像我们叫他街童。
Just like they are the street kids.
But 他不是坏的。
Of course, not in a bad connotation.
只是顽皮。
He's just naughty.
他说他在小的时候
And he said when he was young,
总是走来走去
He's always walking about.
他最大的印象
What impresses him the most,
就是看到一个外国的女传道
He saw a Western female missionary.
他每一次跑到那里
Every time he walked there,
那个女传道就会说给一个糖给他
That female Western missionary would give him a candy.
然后说耶稣爱你
And then told him, Jesus loves you.
他的儿童的记忆啊。
So in his childhood, in his memory,
不是耶稣爱你。
It's not Jesus loves him.
是那个糖。
It's the candy loves him.
所以他每一次去不是为着听那句话。
So every time he went, it's not to hear the word.
只是为着那个糖。
Just for that piece of candy.
但是他很小的时候他都知道他要努力。
But when he was young, he knew he has to struggle, he has to strive.
他就要出人头地。
He wants to be successful.
那个时候他一九六几年。
In the 1960s.
已经考入这个中文大学。
He has already been admitted to the Chinese University in Hong Kong.
中文系。
In the Chinese, major in Chinese.
然后毕业出来啊。
After he graduated.
就在一个学，他就，就回到他自己读书的中学。
He went back to the high school where he graduated.
一直教书十年多。
And he has been teaching for 10 years.
升为校长。
And then he became the principal of the school.
但是他对他的人生不满意。
But he was not satisfied with his life.
他觉得这个不是他的人生。
He felt this is not his life.
所以他的辞退了这个校长的职位。
So he quit the position of being a principal.
在1974年。
In 1974.
他就加入了麦当劳。
He joined the McDonald's enterprise.
他就面试麦当劳。
He went to interview at McDonald's.
一个中学的校长。
A middle school principal.
中文系毕业。
Graduated from Chinese major.
去面试麦当劳。
He went to interview McDonald's.
去负责售这个汉堡包。
He was selling hamburgers.
他就那是他上了三个月课。
He went to 3 months of school.
然后就开始他的汉堡包职业。
started his hamburger business, basically to sell hamburgers.
后来他真的做得不错。
And he has done very well.
升到店的总经店的经理。
And he became the store manager.
然后又上到总经理。
And then became the general manager.
又做到 VP.
And then became the vice president.
在美国，所有人都是 VP.
And then in the US, everyone is VP.
但是对他来说已经非常成功了。
But for him, he is very successful.
然后他被邀请到美国总部去受训。
And then he was invited to the headquarters in the US for training.
然后在大概是1990年的时候。
And in 1990s,
他非常的顺利。
It was very successful for him.
麦当劳就说我要开这个中国的市场。
And then McDonald's said that I want to open the market in China.
谁知道麦当劳第一个在中国第一个家麦当劳在哪里？
Do you know where is the very first McDonald's in China?
在深圳。
It's in 深圳。
因为靠近香港嘛。
Because very close to Hong Kong.
他就被聘用为那个地方中国开展的第一个总经理。
So he became the general manager of McDonald's in China.
从1990年。
From 1990s.
到2004年。
To 2004.
麦当劳在中国26个省份。
McDonald's in 26 provinces in China.
开了超过800个店。
They opened more than 800 stores.
所以有人称他为中国麦当劳之父。
Everyone called him the father of McDonald's in China.
在他的人生。
In his life.
有两个 M 是很重要的。
There were two M's very important.
第一个就是麦当劳。
Of course, first M is McDonald's.
第二 M 就是钱。
And the second M is money.
他非常成功。
He is very successful.
天天飞来飞去。
Every day he's flying everywhere.
很可惜。
Very unfortunately.
是因为这个缘故。
Because of this reason.
每天晚上。
Every night.
都是应酬。
He is always having business dinners.
都是茅台。
It's always hard liquor.
都是夜夜笙歌。
And he has all kinds of entertainments every night.
结果他有婚外情。
And then he had extramarital affairs.
他的太太很气。
His wife was very upset.
他的两个小孩子也不能原谅他。
And his two children also did not forgive him.
但对他来说，
But for him,
没有一件事比这个世界更重要。
Nothing is more important than the world.
他准备写本书。
He wanted to write a book.
就教导人怎么可以做一个 change, 成功的 chain store in China.
So it's to teach you how to open a successful chain store in China.
他说我写完这本书。
And he said, when I finish writing this book,
我就是人生的高峰。
I am at the peak of my life.
并且在2004年的时候。
And in 2004,
他代表麦当劳。
He representing McDonald's.
因为赞助这个中国的奥运。
Because they sponsored the Chinese Olympics.
可以见到中国的领导人。
He was able to see all the leaders of the country.
跟他们一起的交谈。
And he had talks with the leaders of China.
他觉得他的人生很光荣。
He felt it was very honorable.
但是他已经失去了家庭。
But he has lost his family.
天天飞来飞去。
He is flying every day.
有一次从北京飞到香港的时候。
One time when he flew from Beijing to Hong Kong.
在飞机上就流鼻血。
And on the plane, he started to have nosebleed.
他以为只是飞机上的干燥。
He thought it's because the air in the plane is too dry.
但是那个血不能停止。
But the blood, the bleed doesn't stop.
他去到香港就看医生。
He went to Hong Kong right away, he go to see the doctor.
医生就跟他说你有一个瘤。
And the doctor said you have a tumor.
就在你的面上。
The tumor is on your face.
他立刻问医生一句话。
And he asked the doctor one word.
用不用动手术？
Do I need operation?
那个医生说可能。
The doctor said maybe.
明天就做。
We'll do tomorrow.
做完我就回北京。
And after the operation, I fly back to Beijing.
他还是对自己很有把握。
He still is very confident about himself.
进到医院里面。
After he went into the hospital.
他昏迷了。
He was sedated.
醒过来的时候。
After he woke up.
他问医生，我可以走了吗？
And he asked the doctor, can I go?
医生说不行。
Doctor said no.
我根本没有切到你的瘤。
I actually did not operate on your tumor.
因为你的瘤太接近神经线。
Because the tumor is too close to your nervous system.
所以他说对不起。
So his doctor said I'm sorry.
这个瘤会跟你一生。
This tumor will stay with you forever, for the rest of your life.
都不知道是几时。
We don't know when.
他突然间这个人啊，就从高的地方就跌下来。
All of a sudden, this person fell off from a high place to a low place.
为什么在我人生最高峰的时候遇到这件事情
？Why is it that at the climax of my life, I'm encountering this event?
他就把自己关在一个房里面。
So he locked himself in the room.
天天在想。
Every day he's thinking.
天天在挣扎。
Every day he's struggling.
天天希望有神奇。
Every day he is hoping for a miracle.
他越是这样。
The more he hopes,
最后就把自己落在这个忧郁的里面。
At the end, he fell into depression.
甚至他要去看医生。
And then he has to go seek medication.
一个那么成功的人
，such a successful person.
结果难道要就是要在这里停下来吗
？Is he going to stop just here?
他说我还要写书了。
And he said, I still want to write my book.
但是为什么我今天会这样
？But why do I encounter the incident today?
有一天他看着窗户。
One day he looked out to the window.
不如我就解决我自己吧。
Maybe I just kill myself.
我结束我的生命。
I finish my life.
在我最高峰的时候。
In the climax of my life.
我就结束我的生命吧。
I want to finish my life.
当他走在窗边的时候。
He went to close the window.
突然间。
All of a sudden.
几十年前的一句话。
This word for many years ago.
进到他的脑海里面。
Went into his mind.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
就是几十年前他小时候为着那颗糖去找那个女传道的时候。
So for scores of years ago, when he went to the missionary to ask for that candy.
就是那句话，耶稣爱你。
It is that word, Jesus loves you.
然后他就有一个祷告。
Then he had a prayer.
他说主耶稣啊。
He said, Lord Jesus.
如果你是真的神。
If you are true God.
如果你真的爱我。
If you really love me.
你就救我吧。
Then you save me.
他祷告了几天。
He prayed for many days.
没有任何的回答。
There's no answer at all.
然后他最后他说我最后一次跟你讲。
And then he said to Lord Jesus, I'm telling you the last time.
若是你是神。
If you are God.
你就救我吧。
Then you save me.
很奇怪。
Very strangely.
里面回答的声音。
The voice within.
不是说我能。
It's not I am able.
也不是说我要。
And it's not I will.
他说他里面有一个感觉。
Within him, he has this feeling.
回去跟你的太太道歉。
To confess or to apologize to your wife.
就是儿女们认罪。
And confess to your children.
他说我是一个大男人。
And he said, I am a man.
我这么成功。
I am so successful.
为什么要我这样做？
Why do I have to do it this way?
里面的声音没有再说话。
And then the voice within didn't speak anymore.
他就回到他以前太太家。
So he went back to his wife.
然后就跟他太太道歉。
He apologized to his wife.
那个时候他太太已经成为基督徒。
At that time, his wife was already a Christian.
然后他太太跟他一起祷告。
So then his wife prayed with him.
一起跪在地上。
They both knelt down on the ground.
认罪。
To confess.
悔改。
And to repent.
那个瘤永远没有好过。
That tumor actually was never healed.
但是那个人改变了。
But that person is different.
从那天开始。
From that day onwards.
他就跟人说。
He tells people,
我再不卖地上的汉堡包。
I'm not going to sell you the earthly hamburgers.
我要卖你天上的生命包。
I will sell you the bread of heaven.
不再卖汉堡包。
I won't sell hamburgers anymore.
放下他的工作。
He quit his job.
他的忧郁的就医治。
His depression was healed.
他的瘤没有肿。
His tumor was never removed.
还是在他的身上。
The tumor is still with him.
但人生改变了。
But his life is changed.
他到处传福音。
He preached the gospel everywhere.
告诉人说耶稣是救主。
He tells everyone Jesus is the savior.
耶稣改变了我的一生。
Jesus changed my whole life.
他最喜欢的一首诗歌。
The hymn that he loves the most.
就是你们去年有唱过的。
Is what you sang last year.
虽然我不在，我的灵与你们同在。
Although I was not here, my spirit was here.
应该是你们唱过一生最美的祝福。
It's the blessing of our days.
这个是他最喜欢的诗歌。
This is the hymn that he loves the most.
一生最美的祝福就是认识主耶稣。
The blessing of our day is to know Jesus.
一生最大的祝福就是倚靠主，信靠主耶稣。
Our greatest blessing is to trust in the Lord.
什么可以改变这个人？
What changed this person?
不是神奇。
is not a miracle.
甚至不是病的医治。
Even not his disease getting healed.
那个瘤没有离开他。
The tumor did not leave him.
但是他心改变了。
But his heart was changed.
他的心境改变了。
His mindset was changed.
他从一个不知足的人。
From a person that he was not content.
那他现在成为一个敬虔并且加上知足的人。
Now he is a godly and a content person.
他说那个是我的最大的利益。
And he said that is my greatest gain.
其实这个故事
actually this story
在2000多年前
more than 2000 years ago
在圣经里面已经出现过
was already recorded in the Bible.
你们还有精神吗？
Do you still have the energy?
我们一同看看这个故事。
Let's look at this story.
你们可能已经听过了。
Perhaps you have heard of it before.
不过我们今天早上再来看一看。
But this morning we'll look at it again.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel of John chapter 4.
第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
是一个长的故事。
It is a pretty long story.
我就不读，完全读完了。
We will not...read it completely.
当他放在这里的时候，我就试一试慢慢讲这个故事给大家听。
So I want to tell you this story.
第三节他说了
，verse three，
他就离了犹太，耶稣基督离开一个地方。
Jesus Christ left the place.
就去到又想去加利利。
He went to Galilee.
第四节他说必须经过撒玛利亚。
And verse four says he needs to go through Samaria.
其实不对的。
Actually, it's not right.
因为以前呢，犹太人跟撒玛利亚呢是没有关系的。
Actually, the Israelites and the Samaritans, they have no contact.
他们不来往的。
They have no communication at all.
一个叫以色列人。
One is called the Israelites.
另外一个就是外邦人。
The other are called Gentiles.
也不只是外邦人。
Not only Gentiles.
甚至看不起他们。
They are despised.
说明他们两个是不够，不。不相往来，对。
So those are two people. They will never talk to each other. They never have communication.
所以以前呢，若是从犹太
，So in the past, if you go from Judah, Judea,
加利利
，to go to Galilee,
是这样走的。
You will go around.
但是他这一次说了，他必须经过撒玛利亚。
But this time he says he needs to go through Samaria.
其实他不是必须。
Actually, he doesn't have to.
他应该是必须不经过撒玛利亚。
Actually, he must not pass through Samaria.
你明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand my meaning?
所以他去这个撒玛利亚。
So when he went to Samaria,
是有一个目的的。
He has a purpose.
不是偶然的。
It's not by coincidence.
不是碰巧的。
It's not by chance.
所以今天啊，若是你们是被邀请到这里来的人。
So today, if you are invited here,
你们不是碰巧的。
You are not here accidentally.
今天早上有人说啊。
This morning someone said,
我是刚刚过来探亲啊。
I just came here to visit my relatives.
我的亲友就送了我在这里来。
And my relatives brought me here.
我都不知道是什么东西啊。
I'm not sure what is this all about.
有吃有喝，他没有说这句话。他不是这个意思啊。
I'm sure he doesn't mean it that he just eat and drink here.
这是有好的地方。
This is a great place.
听听道理。
We hear some doctrine.
也是好的。
It's also a good thing.
但是我要告诉你。
But I want to tell you.
你们坐在这里啊。
You are sitting here.
不是碰巧的。
It's not coincidental.
你必须来到这里。
You must be here.
对不起，不对，主耶稣今天必须在这里。
The Lord Jesus must be here today.
为了要遇到你。
So that he will meet you.
就在那里有一个城。
So there's a city.
这就叫做叙加。
And then that city is called Sychar.
有个井。
And there's a well.
叫做雅各井。
This is called the wells of Jacob.
耶稣因为走路啊，因为是人嘛，对不对？
Because they walk.
也就困乏了。
They were tired.
他就坐在井旁。
And then he sat next to the well.
圣经是很有意思的。
The Bible is very meaningful.
若是你慢慢的读，每一句都有意思。
If you read it slowly, every word is meaningful.
那时若是午正。
At that time it was noontime.
为什么要告诉我们是午正呢？
Why does they have to tell us that it was about the sixth hour?
我答应过你，我要讲慢一点点啊。
I promise I will speak a little slower.
但是我一讲就会快的。
But once I started speaking, I become fast.
他午正呢，是因为啊，那个时候午正是最晒的时候。
At the sixth hour, it is the sunniest time of the day.
所以呢，没有人出去的。
No one will go out.
不是。不应该有正常的人会出现的。
Actually, normal people won't come out at that hour.
尤其是打井啊。
If you want to go get water from the well, you will go early in the morning. Or wait until the sunset. No one will go out at the hottest time of the day to get water. So Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的出现,
so the appearance of Jesus Christ
is
most often at the right place,
and
also at the right time.
所以今天啊, 你们在这里啊,
so today you are here.
恭喜你,
congratulations.
对的时间,
it's the right time.
对的地点,
and the right place.
让耶稣来遇见你,
that Jesus will meet you here.
有一个撒玛利亚妇人就过来了。
And a woman of Samaria came.
在不应该有人出现的时候,
in the time where nobody should come out,
不单只是一个男人,
it's not just a man,
还是一个妇人,
it's a woman.
她来了这里打水,
she came here to get water.
她也不跟耶稣谈话,
and she didn't talk to Jesus.
是耶稣跟她谈话,
but it was Jesus that spoke to her.
我们没有人喜欢立刻跟主耶稣讲话的。
None of us wants to automatically talk to Jesus.
有哪一个是主动说主啊, 我相信你啊。
Is there anyone who automatically say, Lord, I believe you?
我需要你啊,
I need you.
除非我癌症的时候, 哦, 不是。
Of course, when you have cancer,
那你可以能有个祷告,
that you might have that prayer.
在普通的时候,
in normal times,
没有人想到主,
nobody thought about the Lord.
没有人想到耶稣基督,
nobody thought about Jesus.
没有人会想到这位神,
nobody would think about this God.
但是耶稣跟你说话,
but Jesus speaks to you.
他主动跟他说,
he told her.
今天你接着诗歌,
through the hymn today,
接着圣经,
through the word,
接着这些见证,
through the testimony,
小心你里面,
you have to be watchful within. Listen carefully to the feelings you have within. Jesus Christ may be speaking to you.
耶稣就跟他说了,
and Jesus said to her,
请你给我水喝,
give me water to drink.
一个陌生的男人,
a strange man.
像一个特别的女性,
spoke to a very special woman.
不应该在那个时间出现的一个女性,
a woman that should not come out at that time.
跟她说, 请你给我水喝,
and told her, give me a drink.
第九节说, 撒玛利亚妇人对她说,
and verse 9 says, and the woman of Samaria said to him,
你既是犹太人, 怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢?
How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?
这个也很正常的回应,
this is a very normal response.
我跟你有什么关系呢?
I have no communication with you.
今天你们被请到这里来,
today you are invited here.
我们主要是介绍耶稣基督给你,
we want to introduce Jesus Christ to you.
你可能第一个回应就说,
your initial response might be,
我跟他有什么来往呢?
What do I have to do with?
我跟他有什么关系呢?
How am I related to him?
为什么他要向我说话呢?
Why does he want to speak to me?
甚至说为什么他要向我要水呢?
Why does he want to have water from me?
原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
So the Jews and the Samaritans, they do not talk to each other.
我知道中国大陆的,
I know those from China.
从小到大介绍的,
from their youth to their full-grown age,
就是无神论,
they are introduced with atheism.
他说没有神的这个世界,
they say this world has no God.
人命胜天,
you have to control your life by yourself.
但今天你们坐在这里,
but today you're sitting here.
本来也是跟神没有来往,
you did not have any relation with God.
今天他开始跟你说话,
today he's starting to speak to you.
耶稣就回答说了我,
and Jesus answered and said to her,
很奇怪, 你们又是留心看看这些圣经啊,
it's very interesting if you carefully read these verses.
耶稣说, 先问那个女人,
Jesus first asked a woman,
其实我想找个姊妹出来, 不方便,
actually I wanted to ask a sister, but it's not so good.
一会你就知道为什么不方便,
later you will understand why.
他就问,他说, 哎, 你可以给水我喝吗?
And then he asked her to give him a drink.
那个女人就说, 啊, 你是谁?
And the woman said, who are you?
你为什么问我拿水喝呢?
Why do you ask water for me?
耶稣说,
and Jesus said,
如果你知道神的恩赐,
Jesus, if you knew the gift of God,
和对你说给我水喝的是谁?
And who it is who says to you, give me a drink.
你必早求他,
you would have asked him,
他也必早给你活水,
and he would have given you living water.
请我们停留在这一节啊,
so if we stop at this verse,
可能在你的心里说,
in your heart, if I says,
我跟耶稣基督有什么关系呢？
How am I related to Jesus Christ?
我跟这位神有什么关系呢？
How am I related to this God?
为什么今天我的儿女们会请我坐在这里呢？
Why do my children invite me here?
甚至把孙子交给我，让我带到这里来呢？
Even bring the grandchildren here.
用他引诱了我来这里呢？
I use them to tempt me to come here.
我跟他有什么关系呢？
How am I related to him?
耶稣回答说，
Jesus answered,
如果你知道这是一个神给你的礼物，
If you knew this is a gift of God,
原来你今天坐在这里，是不是等着要得到一个礼物？
You are sitting here is to wait for a gift.
神的恩赐就是神要为你所预备的一个白白送给你，准备白白送给你的一个礼物。
A free gift that God wants to give to you.
不只是一个礼物，
Not only is a gift,
并且又是你知道他是谁。
And to know if you know who he is.
他说对你说给我水喝的是谁？
And know who he is who says to you, give me a drink.
为着大家容易明白，我就可以把这个括弧的话先除去。
If we take away the words in the quotes.
换句话说，又是你知道神的礼物。
In other words, if you knew the gift of God,
神的礼物就是把他的儿子要赐给你。
God's gift is to give you his son.
并且呢，你要知道他是谁。
And you have to know who he is.
你就会找求他。
You would have asked him.
现在是谁求谁呀？
Now who is asking from whom?
第一个动作是耶稣基督明明求那个 女的是吧？给她水喝。
The first thing is Jesus asked water from the woman.
那个女的说我跟你有什么关系啊？
And then the woman said, how am I related to you?
那个主耶稣就说了。
And the Lord Jesus said,
如果你知道神要给你的礼物。
If you know the gift of God,
其实神要给他的礼物就是耶稣基督。
Actually, the gift that God wants to give to her is Jesus Christ.
并且呢，跟你说话的这个人是谁？
And knows who he is.
就是耶稣基督是谁？
If you know who Jesus Christ is,
你就会反过来找求他。
You will in turn ask him.
他也就必给你水。
And he will give you water.
错了，我讲错了。
I said it wrong.
不是给你水。
It's not to give you water.
是给你什么？活水。
But it's to give you living water.
原来第一句话我问你要水。
In the beginning I asked you to give me a drink.
只不过是一个影子。
It is only a shadow.
一个不是一个
It's a
introduction.
It's an introduction.
一个 hint.
It's a hint.
对对对对一个 hint. 就是要把你带到这个活水的里面。
It's to bring you into the living water.
若是你知道神的礼物。
If you knew God's gift,
若是你知道他是谁，
If you know who he is,
你就会找求他，
You would ask him,
他也找给你活水，
And he would give you living water.
听过没有？
Have you heard it?
水就听过了。
We have heard of water.
Avian water 我都听过。
Even Avian water I have heard.
Perrier water 我也听过。
Even Perrier water I have heard.
听过叫什么叫活水没有？
Have you heard of living water?
换句话说，这是一个有生命的供应。
In other words, this water supplies life.
那个妇人也很好啊。
And the woman is very good.
你们有没有跟住现在这个圣经啊？
Are you following the verses here?
那个女士就说了。
And then the woman said to him,
先生，没有打水的器具。
Sir, you have nothing to draw with.
井又深。
And the well is deep.
你从哪里得活水呢？
Where then do you get that living water?
到现在为止
up until now,
那个女的所有的感觉
all the, what the woman is feeling,
都是用平常的人的心态来看这件事情。
She's using an ordinary person's way to look at it.
我要得到这个活水啊。
I want to get this living water.
我又需要首先要打水的器具。
I have to have something that I can draw
from. 我要井又深。
And the well so deep.
可能你对认识要信耶稣基督啊。
Probably to know Jesus,
or to 接受主耶稣基督
to receive Jesus,
成为基督徒啊
to become Christian.
可能你有很多观念
Maybe you have many concepts.
我要不要赚钱啊
Do I still need to make money?
No. 要不要捐钱？
Do I need to give money?
对，我的普通话是这样的了。要不要捐钱啊？
Do I need to give money?
我是不是要把我所有的坏习惯先除掉？
Is it that I first have to get rid of all my bad habits?
是不是要把圣经读过一遍?
I have to read the entire Bible
once.
Then I can get a living water.
我们有很多的观念,
we have many concepts.
我们想得着活水,
we want to get a living water.
但是又有自己的想法,
but we have our own concept.
可能要这样哦,
maybe it's this way.
可能那个哦,
or maybe you have to do that.
可能他们请我对我那么好,
maybe they are so nice to me.
可能有点企图哦,
they have some ulterior motives.
为什么请我来这里啊?
Why do they invite me here?
又吃,
they have, 又住, we have good food and
又唱唱歌,
we live here when we sing songs.
可能到最后啊,
maybe at the very end,
要我捐点钱咯,
they want me to give them some money.
我们有很多的观念,
we have many concepts.
我们有很多的想法,
we have many thoughts.
我以为做基督徒啊,
we think to be a Christian.
要做好这件事,
we have to do this thing
做好那件事,
right. We have to do that thing right.
要有打水的器具,
we have to have vessels to draw water.
主耶稣怎么搭呢?
What he says, even our forefathers draw water from this well.
他的儿子他的孙子他一代一代都是在这里的,
as well as his sons and all his generations,
他都用打水的器具来打水的,
everyone draw water with a vessel.
难道你比他还大吗?
Are you greater than our father Jacob?
有没有, 你们有没有问过这个问题啊?
Have you asked this question before?
主耶稣啊,
Jesus,
你是不是比一切都大呢?
Are you greater than all things?
啊, 靠近啊,
very close.
这个女人已经靠近一点点,
this woman is very close.
耶稣就回答说,
Jesus answered,
反而他说以前都是这样的吗? 是不是?
Because she said, everyone does it this way.
我以前要解决人干渴的问题都是靠打水的,
to quench people's thirst, everybody comes to draw water.
人生要满足就要赚钱的,
if you want to be satisfied in your life, you have to make money.
你要对你的儿子们好,就要把他最好的学校里面读书,
if you want your son to be good, put him in the best school.
你要帮他找女士,
you have to find the right girl for him.
女士,
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 女士, oh, you have to find the best son-in-law for your daughter.
你要为他安排所有一切,
you have to arrange everything for him.
他的人生都满足了,
then his life will be satisfied.
最好读医科,
first is to study medicine.
不错的也读律师,
and our second best is lawyer.
不是 second best, 但是差不多一模一样,
okay. It's almost the same as doctor.
你 second best 就歧视就会告我了,
second best, I will be sued because I prejudice against it.
所以最好是医生,
best is doctor,
也好好的是律师,
or lawyers,
也好好的是建筑师,
or architect.
千万不要像那个好弟兄,
don't be like that, brother Cobb,
读那个超良师,
to study land surveyors,
没用的,
useless,
等等等等,
so on so forth.
我们都有一些概念,
we all have some concept,
认为只有这件事情, 这些事情,
we feel only these things can satisfy people, can give us joy, to give us a sense of accomplishment.
耶稣回答说,
Jesus answered and said,
凡喝这水的还要再渴,
whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
我讲普通话, 最准就是这两个字,
well, my best Mandarin are these two words.
一个是H,
one is H,
一个是K,
one is K,
差不多K还是G, 我都不知道,
I don't know with K or G.
这个, 凡喝这水的,
whoever drinks this water,
还要再渴,
will thirst again.
继续下去,
we continue.
但是他说, 人若喝我所赐的水, 就永远不渴,
but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
他说, 我所赐我所的水要在他里头成为泉源,
and says, but whoever drinks of this water and I shall give him, but the water that I shall give him will become to him a fountain of water.
只有永生,
spring up into everlasting life.
主耶稣说是,
people in the world think all these things will be satisfying.
从传统里的祖宗下来都认为这样才是一个满足的人生。
From our traditional cultures, we feel this satisfying life.
但是你知不知道,
but do you realize,
就说你这样做完之后,
Even after you have done all these things,
喝到这个井里面的水,
just like you drink the water from the well,
你喝完了之后,
after you finish the water,
你还要再渴,
you will thirst again.
或是说你造了世界所有的东西你都成功了。
Even in the world, you are successful in everything.
在别人的眼光里面你是成功的人了。
In other people's eyes, you are a successful person.
但是你里面还有一个干渴的感觉。
But within you, you still have the sense of thirst.
有一次最近香港有个很大的新闻，就是有个地产公司不是被要上法庭吗？
Recently, there was a case in Hong Kong. There was a real estate company that was going to court.
其实那几个兄弟我都认识。
Actually, all those brothers, I know them.
还有另外一个呢是不是同那个姓名，但是我们称为他是第四个第四弟。
Person, he was not the same last name, but we call him the fourth brother.
你们知道就知道，不知道也不知道，没办法。
If you know, you know it. If you don't know, you wouldn't know.
Okay.但是我记得十几年前
I remember more than 10 years ago,
我跟他在香港这个爱少雪场街顶啊，跟他在讨论一个买卖。
So more than 10 years ago, I think I was discussing a certain deal with him.
那么我就跟他谈了。
So I was talking to him.
那个时候他已经非常成功。
At that time, he was already very successful.
我说哎呀某先生又不能把姓名透露出来，某先生。
So I said, Mr. So-and-so, I cannot give you the last name.
你已经那么成功了。
I said, you are so successful already.
那现在还期望什么呢？
What do you still expect now?
你知道他怎么答我吗？
Do you know what he answered?
他说，我就像一个雪球。
And he said, I am like a snowball.
我就好像在这个，因为那条路刚刚好啊。是个斜坡。
And where we were, it's actually a slope.
他就是之前在那个时候就答我了。
And at that time he answered me.
他说我是一个雪球。
He said I am like a snowball.
我不能停止我自己。
I cannot stop myself.
我只会滚下去。
I will only continue to fall.
越滚越大。
And the more I fall, the bigger I will get.
最后到底的时候。
And at the very end.
一撞。
I will hit something.
And then.我就过去了。
And everything will disappear.
我觉得很哲学。
I feel very philosophical.
哇，在一条路上。
We were walking on the way.
在香港中环。
In the central in Hong Kong.
一条最重要的路上。
In the most important street.
一个成功的人。
A very successful person.
告诉我他就是一个雪球。
He told me he is a snowball.
要在那里滚下来。
He will fall down.
到底的时候。
And at the very end.
结果什么都没有。
Everything will be gone.
但是我里面就跟他说
，So I told him，
我真的跟他说
，I told him，
你需要耶稣
，You need Jesus。
我说我没有你那么成功
，I said I am not as successful as you。
但是我也不会滚下去
，But I will not fall down。
我里面只会越来越涌出活水
，Within me will just spring up a fountain of living water。
成为泉源
，And will become in him a fountain。
直涌到永生
，Spring up into everlasting。
原来世界给我们喝的水。
The water that the world gives to us.
就说你喝到了
even if you have drank it,
不一定能够解决你所有的干渴
it may not satisfy your every thirst.
并且呢，你会再喝
and you will need to drink again.
就好像我现在喝水一样
just like right now, I'm drinking water.
它暂时解了我的干渴
it will temporarily quench my thirst.
但不能解决我永远的问题
but it cannot solve my problem.
但是主耶稣说
But the Lord said,
我所吃的水
the water that I shall give him,
当然不是这个井里面的水
Of course, it's not the water from the well.
我所吃的水
the water I shall give him,
要在它里头成为泉源
will become in him a fountain of water.
哇，泉源哦
a fountain of water.
有一次我被骗
one time I was cheated.
我忘记了去哪里，我读中学的时候啊
when I was in high school,
有一个讲的中国的名泉
I talked about a famous fountain in China.
就泡大泉啊，泡图泉。
It's in Hangzhou, a certain famous.
对，
济南 very famous fountain.
我有一天就有机会去看了。
And one day I passed by, I went to see it.
我就以为这个泉水很厉害。
I was imagining the water would be really great.
可能很厉害，但是我看到的是很一点点出来的。
Perhaps it's a very good fountain, but water is only a little bit.
但这里所讲的泉源啊。
But here the fountain that is
not. 是那一点点的。
It's not just a little water.
是真的 spring of water.
But it's a spring of water.
就是在我们里面涌出来。
It will spring out of us.
并且涌到哪里啊？
Where would it spring to?
不止涌你一生哦。
It's not just your lifetime.
是涌到永生哦。
It's a spring up into everlasting life.
那个妇人就很简单了。
And the woman asked,
哇，有那么好的水？
It's such a good water.
你快点给我啊！
Now give to me.
我就不需要再来拿水了。
Then I don't need to come here and for water.
是不是在西北有的卖啊？
If it's something savory.
有没有的卖啊？
Do you sell it?
哪里可以拿到这样的水啊？
Where can I get this water?
可能在座中已经有人问了。
Maybe some of you sitting here that asking.
若是耶稣基督是真正我的满足。
If Jesus Christ is truly my satisfaction.
我怎么得到呢？
How do I get it?
但耶稣其他的就更奇怪。
But Jesus answered in a very strange way.
耶稣说可以到 Safeway.
Jesus said go Safeway.
我是公司香港就是 Parking Shop.
In Hong Kong, it's Parking Shop.
我知道你们另外有一个店铺叫 TNT, 是不是？
And I know you have another store called TNT.
是不是？我去那里拿的。
Go TNT and buy it.
耶稣不是这样回答。
Jesus did not answer her this way.
你去叫你的丈夫也来。
Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here.
这妇人说我自己拿打水。
The woman come to draw water.
为什么你要说需要把我丈夫就叫过来？
Why do you ask for my husband?
其实耶稣基督要人知道。
Actually, Jesus Christ wants men to know.
若是你真的要认识他。
If you truly want to know him.
你先要知道认识你自己。
You have to first know yourself.
你自己的情形。
Your own condition.
你自己的需要。
Your own needs.
耶稣说你去叫你的丈夫来。
Jesus said, call your husband.
那个女的就说。
The woman said,
不要那么快。十七节可不可以啊？不要把一次过出来就不好看，不好说了。
Let's just read verse 17.
她说我没有丈夫。
And she said, I have no husband.
哇，很好啊，没有丈夫。
It's very good, I have no husband.
耶稣说你没有丈夫是不错的。
Jesus said, you have well said, I have no husband.
其实你已经有五个丈夫。
Actually, you have had five husbands.
你现在与你一起的还不是你的丈夫。
And the one you are with is not
your husband. 这话是真的。
This is true.
当然这个可以说到是这个女人这个犯罪的情形。
Of course, this describes the condition of the woman's sin.
所以现在为什么我不敢找一个姊妹出来做这个女人。
Therefore, I am afraid to ask the sister to come out.
若是她就比较尴尬了，对不对？
If the sister standing here, it will be a little bit embarrassing.
但是这个是一个很好的话剧来的。
But it is a good skit.
但是主耶稣说你把你的丈夫叫来。
When the Lord Jesus said, call your husband.
那个女人就说我没有丈夫。
The woman said, I have no husband.
我又忘记这句话了，就是她很觉得自己没有丈夫，你明白吗？
She had the sense that she has no husband.
但主耶稣说是你没有丈夫。
And the Lord said, you have well said, I have no husband.
因为你曾经已经有五个丈夫。
Because you have had five husbands.
现在跟你在一起的还不是你的丈夫。
The one you are with now is not your husband.
一方面说这个女人实在是在罪的里面。
On the one hand, this woman is in sins and iniquities.
但那个重点还不是在她的罪的里面。
But the focus is still not in sins.
主耶稣就说你呀、啊。
The Lord said, "You,
你从来没有满足过。
You are never satisfied.
丈夫就是一个女人的满足。
The husband is the woman's satisfaction.
现在来说大家平等啊，现在就不要告我，现在
please do not sue me. Although now women and men are equal.
在加拿大讲道要小心一点，对不对？
Speaking in Canada, I have to be more careful.
但是真实的情势之下，
But in the real condition,
丈夫应该是太太的依靠。
The husband is the wife's reliance.
是一生你所终所依赖的。
Is someone that the wife can depend on.
是一个女生谁都值得交托她交给她的。
It's a wife that can commit herself to him.
我女儿今年结婚。
My daughter is getting married this year.
嫁给一个你们有很多人都懂的一个弟兄。
Married to a brother many of you know.
是曾经在温哥华生活的。
It's a brother who lived in Vancouver.
如果你不知，我今天就告诉你们。
If you do not know, I tell you today.
若是你们要回去参加的婚礼，是自己付钱。
If you want to go to his wedding, please pay for your own way.
他是 Terry Chu.
His name's Terry
Chu.
Yao, Terry.
There are many people.
Terry Yao, I think many of you know him.
他，我跟，我讲一点吧。我女儿一直长大。
As my daughter was growing up.
我觉得她应该到一个年纪啊，要开始结婚了。要考虑结婚。
I felt that she is at the age of thinking to getting married.
所以去年年头一月一号。
So last year, January 1st.
我就开始为她祷告。
I started to pray for her.
我就问主耶稣啊，求你为我的女儿。
So I said, Lord Jesus, please for my daughter.
找到一个好的丈夫。
To find a good husband.
让他们一同来服侍你。
So that they together can serve you.
那我的祷告呢，就当然没有谢弟兄那么属灵。
Of course, my prayer is not as spiritual as Brother Chia's prayer.
我也不是定时的。
And I'm also not praying regularly.
只要我想起我就祷告。
Whenever I thought about it, I pray.
晚上睡醒也祷告。
When I sleep and when I wake up, I pray.
刚刚从床上醒来又想起就祷告。
And when I woke up and I remember, I pray.
但是也不是只为这件事情祷告。
And of course, I'm not only praying for this incident.
我祷告了六个月。
And after I prayed for 6 months,
有一天主就跟我说话。
One day the Lord spoke to me,
就好像对那个天天前摩他的那个妇人讲话一样。
Just like the one that I spoke to.
圣经记载的有这个妇人。
In the Bible, the nagging woman.
Yeah, 你好烦啊你。
Just like the judge said, you're nagging me.
主耶稣说好犀利，你很烦啊。
And the Lord said, Peter Koch, you are so nagging.
算了，我听你祷告吧。
Okay, I will answer your prayer.
你就不要再祷告了。
Don't pray anymore.
我就给你女儿一个弟兄。
I will give a brother to your daughter.
真的，这个真实。
This is true. This is a true story.
所以到那天之后呢
？And after that day,
我就不再祷告了。
I didn't pray for her anymore.
因为神已经答应了吗
？Because God has answered.
那么我们通常就以为第二天他就回来说我找到了。
And normally, the second day when we come back, we think she said she found it.
No, 他经过两三个月。
After 2-3 months.
哎，有机会我在结婚聚会再做见证，在他的结婚聚会里头再做。
In this time, I will testify in the wedding.
他就找到一个弟兄了。
She found a husband, a brother.
我也不知道他弟兄找到他，还是他找到弟兄。
I don't know whether she found the brother or the brother found him.
那我就问他说。
So I asked her,
为什么你觉得他是你的弟兄？
So I asked her, why do you think he is the one for you?
那他只是说了一两句话。
She just said one or two sentences.
当然是出于神。
Of course, it's from God.
他就说这个是我可以一生交托的人。
And she said this is someone that I can commit my life to.
丈夫对一个女士。
The husband to a wife.
是一个可以交托的。
It's someone that the wife can commit.
是可以令她满足的。
That someone that she can be satisfied.
是可以令她安息。
That she will be rested.
但是这个女人。
But this woman.
一次。
One time,
她以为找到
she thought she found it.
但结果
but at the end,
令她失望
she was disappointed.
所以她就再找第二个
so she found the second one.
第二个她以为满足了
the second one she thought she was satisfied.
结果又令她失望
and then she was disappointed.
一次一次
one time after another,
换来失望
she was just get disappointment.
所以到最后这一次
until the very last time,
她说我还试一试吧。
She's thinking that she'll try it again.
不要先做我丈夫。
Don't be my husband.
因为我失望太多。
Because I have so many disappointments.
其实在我们人生里面。
Actually, in our life.
我们也嫁过很多人。
We also have been married to many people.
你说没有。
You said no.
我是只有一个先生。
I only have one husband.
我只有一个太太。
I only have one wife.
有没有换个手机啊？
Have you changed your cell phones?
这里不流行啊。
流行。
流行啊。在香港。
In Hong Kong.
你有 4.
You have 4.
你就等 5.
Then you wait for 5.
等有 5.
And when 5 comes.
你就等 5i5. 什么这个你就希望有6.
Then you wait for 6.
你电话都没有坏过。
Your phone was never broken.
但是你不断的换。
But you continuously change your phones.
在香港。
In Hong Kong.
我不知道在这里。
I don't know if it's here.
每一次有新的波写出来。
Whenever there is new runners.
你就有人排队。
Someone is lining up.
就有人等候。
Someone is waiting.
有一些 cross 的 衣服的设计啊。
When there is a new styling of clothing.
就是两个一个名牌跟一个设计师有个 cross 的设计出来的时候。
When there's a brand and a famous designer, they are crossing to do the design.
人就蜂拥过去。
The crowd will go forward.
你知道香港现在最流行是什么？
You know what is the most fashionable in Hong Kong now?
是来自星星的你啊。
Oh, it's the Prince of the Star, the Korean drama.
就是韩剧。
It's Korean drama.
不睡觉。
You will not sleep.
要一看韩剧。
You have to watch Korean drama.
哇，你明知道一定是又有哭。
You know for sure there will be tears.
你还要看。
You still want to watch it.
你明知道他们每个明星都是假的。
You know all of them are fake.
所有的明星都是一模一样的。
All the stars look exactly the same.
女也是这个样。
All the girls look the same.
那个男跟女的也是一模一样。
And the guys also look like girls.
但是那个就叫美了。
But that is called beauty.
我说这个就是很笑话。
Although I'm saying this as a joking way.
但是在我们人生里面。
But in our lifetime.
可能曾经追求过不少的事情。
We may have sought after many things.
甚至有些的主义。
And even some are our ideologies.
有的理想。
Or some expectations.
甚至有的学问。
Or even some education.
有一个女士。
Or a son-in-law.
她来到中
国。Sorry, there's a woman, there's a girl.
从内地去到 Stanford University.
She went from China to Denver University.
他就做研究的工作。
And she was doing research work.
他说他去的时候他不相信神。
She said when she went, she did not believe God.
他只相信科学。
She only believed in science.
但是他去到的时候就接触到一些基督徒。
When she went, she come in contact with some Christians.
他就觉得很奇怪。
She thought it was very strange.
为什么他突然间相信？
Why did she all of a sudden believe?
万有是神创造的。
All things were created by God.
后来他听了也有道理。
And after she heard, she thought it was right.
他说若是这个世界真的爆炸出来的。
And she said if the world was formed by a big bang.
我知道现在的很多的学校。
I know now in many schools.
已经不能教导人是神创造天地。
They cannot teach, they can no longer teach God created the world.
他们都说世界是爆炸出来的。
They all said that the world was formed by a big bang.
他就有一天突然就觉得
And one day she felt
若是真的所有的爆炸只会爆炸的混乱
If everything came from this bang then it would just be chaotic
你有没有看过一个爆炸之后啊
Have you ever seen anything that exploded
突然废墟会变成房子
And all of a sudden the earth will become a house
所有的 ruins 会变成房子
And all the wood will become a house
一炸
Once, after explosion,
家的轨道出来了。
You can see the tracks.
哇，一下。
And one more bang.
本来混乱的都不就有秩序的。
All the chaotic things became orderly.
但是没有理由啊。
It's unreasonable.
你看所有的电视。
If you watch the TV.
每一次有爆炸。
Every time there is an explosion.
结果是什么
？What is the result?
混乱。
It's always chaos.
破坏。
It was destruction.
若是这个世界真的只是一个爆炸出来的话
，If the world came from the Big Bang，
这个爆炸一定是一个很好安排的爆炸。
It is a very well organized explosion.
哇，你真的一定是神才可以救他这个爆的。
Only God can cause this kind of explosion.
所以他这个科学家
，So this scientist
开始觉得这个世界上有神。
Started to feel there is God in the world.
但是他还是把自己放在他的研究上。
But she still put herself in her research.
她说其实我有丈夫。
She said actually I have a husband.
我的丈夫我都不管的。
I don't care for my husband.
我的研究才是我的丈夫。
My research is my husband.
这里不知道有没有这样的人。
I don't know if there's anyone here that are like that.
这香港人都说我的太太。
Many times in Hong Kong they say my wife.
你要问清楚什么是他的太太。
You have to ask who really or what is really his wife.
他的太太不一定是他那个人的太太。
His wife may not be the person his wife.
他太太可能是他的照相机。
His wife could be a camera.
你不能对，不能碰我的。
You cannot touch the camera.
这个是我的太太。
This is my wife.
有人说他的太太是什么？
Some people say their wife is.
沙朗的车
is their car.
那那那部 Porsche.
Their Porsche
就是我的太太
is his wife.
啊，天天就摸啊。
Every day 我 touch, 我 polish the car.
我感觉一下。
Wants to feel.
这个是我的太太。
This is my wife.
但是这个女教授啊。
But this female professor.
她是我的丈夫啊。
She said my husband.
就是我的研究。
Is my research.
我的研究成功了。
Once my research is successful,
我就开心。
I will be happy.
我研究失败啊。
If my research fails,
我就伤心。
I will be hurt.
他说我丈夫病了。
If my husband is sick,
都没有那么伤心。
I'm not so worried.
我的研究才是重要。
My research is the most important.
但是有一天他升职到一个地步。
But one day she was so to the extent.
因为这样的研究啊。
Because of this kind of research,
他结果情绪受不了。
She couldn't manage her emotion.
后来她先生就说不如我带你去走走。
So the husband suggested that I bring you around.
去南加州。
They walk around Southern California.
看到一个教会。
To go to a certain church.
就进去了。
And they went in.
听到的时候。
When they heard the message.
他就里面的心啊有一个安静。
They were very peaceful.
看见有一个满足。
They were satisfied.
他开始感觉。
They started to feel.
原来这个世界有神。
This world has a God.
并且这个神是我真实的满足。
And this God is my true contentment.
他慢慢就转过来。
And she slowly turned.
因着这个信仰。
Because of this faith.
他的研究就都有一个不同的态度。
She has a different attitude towards her research.
最后他还是成功了。
At the end, she was still successful.
是纳米。
It's a nanotechnology.
现在成为一个很重要的人。
She was very renowned in the nano field.
In Pennsylvania,
in Pennsylvania. She's now in Pennsylvania.
但是她说她的人生的改变。
But when she talked about the change of her life, 完全是因为
耶稣基督。
It's because of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣知道这个人的情形。
The Lord Jesus knew about the person's condition. That's why he said, call your husband.
五个丈夫。
Five husbands.
第六个还不是她的丈夫。
The sixth one is not her husband.
那个女人听到这一句话。
When the woman heard that.
就夫人说。
The woman said.
先生。
Says, sir.
我看出你是先知。
I perceive that you are a prophet.
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
是真正知道我们里面内心的那个人。
Is the one who knows the depths of our heart.
只有他知道我们里面的情形。
Only he knows our inner condition.
因着时间的关系。
Because of time.
我要再读一节的经节。
I will read one more verse.
第七章，约翰第七章。
John chapter 7.
verse 37 to 39.
Verse 37 to verse 39.
哦，对不起，37-39节，对。
That's right.
一起读一读。
Let's read it together. Chinese verse and then English.
借钱的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他骨中要流出活水的江河。”
他说
English. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
好像我们这里重复看到那句话。
It seems like we see this word repeated.
记不记得我们刚才所读的那段圣经？
Do you remember the passage we read earlier?
赐给你的活水。
It says the water that I give you
是直涌到永生。
Will spring up into everlasting life.
在你们的里面成为泉源。
And will become in you a fountain.
直涌到永生。
Of living water spring up into everlasting life.
约翰福音第七章。
Here, John chapter 7, verse 37.
又重复的最后一句。
Here, it repeats the last one.
从他的腹中。
It says, from him.
要流出活水的江河来。
It says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
之前那一段。
The earlier passage.
主耶稣说，若喝我所赐的水。
If you drink the water that I give you.
那么你就可以有 有泉源。
Then you will have the fountain.
只涌的永生。
Spring up into everlasting life.
我们就要问了。
Then we will ask.
怎么喝？
How do we drink it?
什么是喝呢？
What is drinking?
什么是可以拿到这个永只涌到永生的泉源呢？
How do we get that fountain that spring up into everlasting life?
圣经有一个特点。
The Bible has a special characteristic.
通常圣经可以解圣经。
Usually the Bible would explain the Bible.
所以在第七章这里就说了。
So verse chapter 7 tells us.
37节他大声地说。
Verse 37 it says quite out.
人若渴了。
If anyone thirsts.
可以到我这里来喝。
Let him come to me and drink.
什么叫喝啊？
What is drinking?
Young people, 你们可不可以答我这个问题啊？
Young people, do you know what is drinking?
How to drink?
How do you drink?
What is the drinking?
What is drinking?
圣经解圣经。
Use the Bible to explain the Bible.
37节说，凡口渴了的人，是吧？人若渴了，就可以到我这里来喝。什么叫喝啊？
So he says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. What is drinking?
Did somebody answer me? 对，信，对不对？First 38, the first word.
在第三十八节第一个字。
啊，对对对对对对。He who believes, 对不对？信我的人。
He who believes in me.
什么叫喝这个活水呢？
What is the meaning of drinking?
原来圣经就告诉我们说，只有一个方法才是喝。
There's only one way to drink.
不是头脑明白。
Not in understanding our mind.
不是做好你自己。
Not to be a good self.
不是改变你自己。
Not to change yourself.
不只是同意。
Not just acknowledge.
不只是点头。
Not just to agree and nod your head.
有一件事你必须要做的。
There's one thing you must do.
才是真正喝到这个活水的。
And that will enable you to drink the living water.
就是。
And that is.
要大声大一点可以吗？
Please be a little louder.
我都那么大声了，对不对？
I'm so loud already.
再来一次了啊。
One more time.
什么叫喝到这个活水？
How do we drink this living water?
叫你的里面有一个泉源。
So that you have within you a fountain.
永生。
And spring up into everlasting life.
什么是喝呢？
What is drinking?
就是。
That is.
信。
Believe.
信。
Believe.
时间有吧？
Now, do we still have time?
有啊。讲了啊。
我们好几天。
最后继续讲。
Keep speaking.
那很多人就有一个问题了。
Many people have this question.
常常叫我信。
You ask me to believe.
为什么一定要信？
Why do we have to believe?
有人说基督教啊，好独裁。
Some people say Christianity is like a dictatorship.
一定要我信才可以。
I have to believe.
为什么一定要我信？
Why do I have to believe?
今天早上我想花一点时间。
This morning I want to spend a little bit of time.
第一我要讲什么叫信。
First, I want to say what is belief.
全部都有时间关，有圣经根据的啊。
Everything is from the scripture.
我就不读出来，不打出来。
I won't print it out.
约翰福音第一章第九节。
Gospel John chapter 1 verse 9.
凡接受他的，
those who
凡信他的，
whoever believes in him,
就是接受他的人，
those who receive him,
我就全给他们权柄。
I will give him authority.
做神的儿女。
To be the children of God.
什么是信呢？
What is belief?
其实就是打开你的心。
Actually, is to open your heart.
接受。
To believe, to receive.
昨天我们唱了一首诗歌。
Yesterday we sang a hymn.
做各样的齐备。
All things are ready.
勤来复习。
Come to the feast.
若是有人请，中国人啊很喜欢请人家吃饭。
Chinese people like to invite people for meals.
大家都坐在那个桌上。
Everyone sits at the table, at the round table.
普通话，广东人啊，广东人的话。起快啦！
Cantonese, there is a saying that let's eat.
Start with your chopsticks. 起快啦！
Start with your chopsticks.
就开始吃吧。
That is, take up your chopsticks and start eating.
你作为一个客人
as a guest,
你会不会说
would you say,
你为什么勉强我
why didn't you invite me?
Why do you
why do you force me?
我是说，吃啦。
I ask that please eat.
我留独裁啊。
Then you may say, well, you're so dictator, you're such a dictator.
好勉强我。
You force me.
我不吃了。
I don't want to eat.
这个我真的没有办法。
Then I have no way.
神给我们一个救法。
God gave us a way of salvation.
这个救法是不受任何限制的一个救法。
And this way of salvation is without force.
如果神说
If God said,
要读完一篇圣经。
Just finish reading the Bible once.
才可以喝这个活水。
Then you can drink the living water.
有哪一个已经读完一次的举手手？
Who has finished reading the Bible once?
哦，只有几个人。
Just a few people.
那一定要每个礼拜天都要聚会的才可以喝活水。
If only you meet every Sunday, then you can drink the living water.
我是一定要捐钱的才可以喝活水。
And you have to donate money in order to drink the living water.
你知道神爱我们到一个地步。
You know, God loves us to the extent
把一个方法
He gave us a way.
这个方法不受年龄限制。
This way is not limited by age.
这条路不受性别限制。
This way is not limited by gender.
不受你的教育水平限制。
It's not limited by your education level.
不受种族限制。
It's not education, it's not limited by
race. 只要你打开你的心。
As long as you open your heart.
你说我接受。
You say, I receive.
我相信
I believe.
那个活水就是你的。
Then that living water is yours.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
各位朋友。
Dear friend.
你有没有看到神对你是多么的爱你？
Do you see how God loves you?
给一条路你。
He gave you a way.
是完全可以走上去的。
That you can walk on.
是没有任何其他条件。
Is without any condition.
不受任何限制。
You are not limited at all.
就是你不懂事。
Even if you do not know how to
read, 你也懂得什么叫信。
You still believe what it, you still know what it means.
我不管你是大学教授。
Whether you are professor
in university. 或是一个小学的人。
Or just a elementary school student.
只要你打开你的心。
As long as you open your heart.
你接受。
You receive.
你就可以喝到这个活水。
Then you can drink the living water.
那么我还要讲一句话。
I want to say one more word.
你常常说信。
Many times you say
believe. 接受。
You say to receive.
信什么呢？
What do we believe?
接受什么呢？
What do we receive?
我要花点时间，好吧？
I want to spend a little bit of time.
请我们读。
Let's read.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第四到第十一节。
Verse 4 to verse 11.
我想青年人你特别帮帮我。
I think maybe the young people can help me.
你们应该很聪明的。
You are all very smart.
你们也正在读书，或是刚刚读完书。
You're still studying, or just shortly after study.
我不知道你们学校有没有读 comprehension.
I don't know if you study comprehension at school.
你对于课文的理解。
Your comprehension about the text.
我读了一次之后。
After I read it once.
我就要问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
究竟我们信什么？
What do we believe? The question is, what do we believe?
可以吗？
Is that okay?
谁是青年人举举手可以吗？
Who's young people, please raise your hand. Anyone under 40?
Okay. 好，罗马书第十章第四到十一节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 4 to 11.
好，我们弟兄一节，男的一节，女的一节，好不好？先请男的读。
Well, first I read the guys will read one verse and then the girls will read another. Guys start first.
中文版，中文版。
In Chinese, first.
是的，总结就是如，凡信他的都得着义。摩西写的说，
人若行那出于律法的义，就必因此活着。
唯有出于信心的义如此说，你不要心里说，谁要升到天上去呢？就是要下地去。
谁要下到阴间去？第七节，就是要领基督从死里上来。第八节，
他到底怎么说呢？他说：“这道离你不远，
正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。”第九节，你若
口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就
十一节，第十节，因为人相信
就可以称义，
口里承认就可以得救。我一起读十一节。
经上说，凡信他的人，并不至于羞愧。
好， 谁能人答了我？
young people, now you have to answer.
我刚才说了。
Earlier I said,
要得出这个泉源。
To gain this fountain,
要得出这个活水。
To gain this living water,
没有其他的条件。
There's no other condition.
只要信。
Just to believe.
就是接受。
And that is to receive.
但是我们要知道我们信什么才可以。
But we have to know what we believe in.
对不对？不能糊里糊涂。
We cannot just be so blurred.
那当我们要信什么呢？
But what do we believe?
青年人可不可以答我呢？
Young people, who can answer?
我认识吴弟兄。
I know Brother Daniel Ames.
Daniel Ames, OK. 你可不可以跟我讲讲，从这段圣经里面。
Can you tell me from this passage?
信什么呢？
What do we believe?
这个是一定对的啦。
Of course, this is the model answer. For sure, it's right.
It's universal.
It's a universal right answer.
但是在这一段里面。
But in this passage,
我真的希望青年人呢、啊，要好好的更多花时间在圣经上面。
I hope the young people spend more time in the Word.
这个是对的。
This is right.
今天我没有时间，我特别要讲两句的，我们很少注意的话。
I want to mention two words that we don't normally pay attention to.
有两节圣经。
Two verses.
第十章的第六节跟七节。
Verse 6 and verse 7.
很少会注意到这两句的圣经。
We very rarely pay attention to these verses.
Can we do the English altogether for verse 6 and 7, please?
But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say to your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead.
很奇怪哦。
Very strangely,
明不明白这两节圣经？
Do you understand these two verses?
原来从这两节圣经里面，
Actually, in these two verses,
我们就发觉信心啊。
We realize that faith
带给我们有两件事情。
Give us two things.
第一
，one
就是领下基督来。
Is to bring Christ down from above.
第二
，secondly
就是。领基督从死里上来。
Bring Christ up from the dead.
原来我们信的内容。
The content of our faith.
主要有两点。
There were two points.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
从上来到地上。
He came from above to the earth.
我们第二就是要信的。
The second thing we believe.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
从死里又上来。
He raised from the dead.
原来我们信心的内容。
The content of our faith.
最主要的是有两件事。
Mainly are two things.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
从天上来到地上。
He came from heaven to the earth.
成为人。
To become man.
为我们经历过他的人生。
And to experience human life.
最后死在十字架上。
At the end, he died on the cross.
流出他的宝血。
And shed his precious blood.
舍去了他的生命。
And he gave his life.
并且他埋葬了。
And he was buried.
有一件事要记住。
And one thing we must remember.
第三天。
On the third day,
他从死里面复活。
He was raised from the dead.
所以我们信什么？
So what do we believe?
我信耶稣基督从天上来到地上。
We believe Jesus came from heaven to earth.
我们信什么？
What do we believe?
我们信耶稣基督从死里复活，升到天上。
We believe that Jesus raised from the dead and ascended to heaven.
我希望我们大家都有个清楚的认识。
I hope we all have a clear
realization. 这就是我们基本上的信仰。
This is our basic faith.
若是没有这两个，这不是真正的信仰。
If we do not have this basic faith, then it's not true faith.
今天叫基督教，叫我们信仰跟别的宗教不一样的。
Today, what Christianity is different than other religions?
就是我们信耶稣基督来到地上。
Is we believe Jesus Christ came to the earth.
为我们做了人。
He became a man for us.
最后他为我们死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross for us.
我们也相信耶稣基督从死里面复活。
We also believe that Jesus raised from the dead.And God lifted him up.
坐到天上。
And he is seated in the heaven.
为了所有的青年人。
For all the young people.
希望你们知道你们信的是什么。
I hope you know what you believe in.
记住两件事。
Remember two things.
下来。
He came down.
上去。
And he went up.
记得的吗？
Remember?
很容易的吧？
Very easy.
以后你们都知道。
you will know.
人家问你什么叫信耶稣啊？
People ask you what is believing Jesus.
你就回答了。
Then you can answer.
一方面是耶稣基督这个宇宙最对的答案。
Of course, believing in Christ is a universal right answer.
还有两句话。
There were two other words.
信他。
You will believe him.
曾经下来。
He came down.
我们也信他。
We also believe in him.
从死里面复活。
That he raised from the dead.
所以第十节。
So verse 10 it says.
第九节
verse 9,
你若口里认耶稣为主
if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus
心里信神叫他从死里复活
and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead
就必得救
you will be saved
第十节
verse
10, 因为人心里相信
for with the heart one believes
就可以称义
unto righteousness
口里承认
and with the mouth confession
就可以得救
unto salvation
信的结果
The result of faith
就是得救
is we are saved.
不单指你罪得赦免
not only our sins are forgiven,
并且你得着一个永生的活泉
you have also received the eternal living fountain.
这个活泉会在你里面永留生命
this living water will bring ushers life,
是永到永生
unto everlasting life.
我想这个是今天早上的聚会
I believe this is this morning's meeting.
还要结束在一段的圣经。
We'll conclude in the passage.
我非常喜欢的圣经。
I truly enjoyed it.
是每一个信徒的经历。
It's every believer's experience.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第十到十三节。
Verse 10 to 13.
对不起，我用的圣经比较多。
I'm sorry, I use more verses.
因为我相信没有任何话比圣经更有权威。
Because I believe there's no other words I will have carry more authority than the words in the Bible.
你可以忘记我所说的一切话。
You can forget about everything I have said.
但愿意圣经的话留在你的心里。
But we pray that the words in the Bible remain in you.
我们先读中文好不好？十节、十一节，我们一直读到十三节，可不可以啊？中文一起读一二三。
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没有机会。我并不是一句话说的话，我无论在什么情况都可以
知足，
这是我已经学会了。
十二节，我知道怎样处理这一切，
也知道怎样处理丰富或饱满。我饥饿，我有余，我缺乏，随时随在，我都不得了疲倦。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
好不好？用英文我们读一遍。
Let's try use English.
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, and now at last your care for me is quite glorious again. Though you surely did care, but you lack opportunity.Not that I have seen in regard to thee, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我们都看到这节圣经。
We see in this passage,
在第九节说
，In verse 9, it tells us. Verse 10 tells us.
大大喜乐
says I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
一个欢乐的人生
，a joyful life.
怎么可以大大的喜乐呢
？How do we get this joy greatly? Verse 11 tells us.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足。
Says I know to be content in all things.
我常说。
I said often,
信了主之后不等于万事都是顺利。
After believing the Lord doesn't mean everything goes smoothly.
都不一定我们不会遇到难处。
Doesn't mean that we will never encounter problems.
不等于我们不会遇到病痛。
Doesn't mean we will not encounter any disease.
但是有一个信主的人说
But a person who believes the Lord said,
无论什么境况
I have learned in whatever state,
都可以知足。
I am to be content.
第十二节，他更具体的说到。
Verse 12 tells us more specifically.
他说：“我知道怎样处卑贱。”
Says I know how to be abased.
也知道怎样处丰富。
And I know how to abound.
或饱足。 或饥饿。
To be full, to go hungry or to be full.
和缺乏。
To suffer need or to abound.
随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
I have no the secret.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以朋友们。
Friends.
不在于我们在什么的环境。
It doesn't matter what state we are in.
不在于我们遇到什么的境况。
Doesn't matter what situation we encounter.
要问的。
We have to ask.
你拿到这个武林的秘诀没有？
Have you gained the secrets of your life?
这个有没有这个必美杯扣啊？
Have you got the secret passcode?
Yes, 这个 passcode.
You have got. Have you got the passcode?
如果你有这个秘诀
，If you have this secret passcode,
无论在任何的境况
，No matter in any state you are in,
你都可以知足
，You will be content.
好吧，我们唱回昨天晚上我们唱的那首简单的诗歌，可以吗？
How about we sing that last the hymn we sang last night, the simple one.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
1501.
1501.
好吧，我们再唱这首诗歌可以吗？
没有英文。
啊？没有英文。没有英文哦。那么有哪一首诗歌呢？其实我们唱这样唱今天早上唱的那首吧，好吧？
哦、oh, ，maybe we sing the one we sing this morning.
76首。
Hymn 76。
虽然慢一点，但是呢，觉得有很有意思。
Although it's a little bit slower, but it is very meaningful.
你若感觉孤单，日子难挨，耶稣与你同在。
If you're feeling lonely with many care, Jesus。Jesus is there.
我今天早上特别花很多时间讲到什么叫信。
This morning I emphasize on what is belief.
因为我很想借着神的话，让我们了解信的内容是什么。
Because I want to impress you with God's word, what is the content of our faith?
不是因为别人信了我就信了。
It's not because that other people believe, I also believe.
也不是说那别人对我好我就信了。
It's not because if other people are nice to me, I believe.
也不是因为他照顾过我，我以他信我也信了。
It's not because he cared for me, so he believes, I also believe.
你要信，耶稣基督曾经来过地上。
You have to believe that Jesus came to the earth.
为我们死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for us.
你要信他从死里面复活。
You have to believe he raised from the dead.
今天已经升到天上。
Today he is ascended to the heaven.
今天他也成为圣灵。
And he today became the Holy Spirit.
我们所有信的人。
All of us who believe the Lord.
都可以得着圣灵在我们里面。
We receive the Holy Spirit in us.
成为泉源。
To become our fountain,
直涌到永生,
spring up into everlasting life.
年轻人，若是你好好读经,
so young people, if you read the Bible well,
你就知道若是约翰第七章,
if you read John chapter 7,
讲到信的人要得着全言之后,
after they say that those who believe will receive the fountain of life,
他就说这是指着信的人要受圣灵所的。
And it says here, this is point to those who believe will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
信入主耶稣,
when we believe into the Lord Jesus,
得着圣灵在我们里面,
we gain the Holy Spirit in us.
他就成为泉源,
he became our fountain.
无论在任何情况,
in any state,
都可以知足,
we will be content.
我们就能够过一个欢乐的人生,
then we can live a joyful life.
我们一起来唱,
let's sing this hymn.
我唱一次中文，唱一次英文。
We sing Chinese once and then English once.
来解第一节。
你若感觉孤单，向他重担卸下，他必聆听你担待，他与你同在，不要失望。 去寻找红灯台，耶稣耶稣，要是现在你又从深处呼求他，他不是我，当你多半受过念，请不必自助，无论是自有多少尽管遭遇，
主，我们谢谢你今天早上给我们这个机会，让我们一同来看到一个知足的人生。世界上的事情我们虽然可以拥有很多，但是都不能叫我们里面有真实的满足，唯有当我们认识你，唯有当我们接受你，唯有当我们的心向你打开，我就发觉我们里面有的是全源，只有到荣生。主，我们也谢谢你从天上降临，为我们成为人，经过了一生，为我们钉死在十字架上，为我们的罪流出你的宝血，为我们罪付上代价，为我们舍命。虽然你死了，你埋葬了，但主，我们赞美你，第三天你复活了，你死里复活，证明你是神的儿子。所以今天让我们一起打开我们的心，接受你做我们的救主，接受你为我们所成就的一切。耶稣，耶稣，耶稣是主。接受你做我们的主，求你自己祝福你的话与我们同在。祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Thank you.